Hello and welcome to a quick update from Michael Santarcangelo, CISSP, your host of the Security Catalyst podcast. As I mentioned in our last episode, I headed off to Las Vegas, and when in Las Vegas, I intended to do a show and then was sharply reminded that what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So when I got back, the jet lag combined with a pretty unexpected hectic work week and some scheduling issues just made it a tough week for me to be able to get a show out. So I apologize for the delay, but I did want to just give you a quick update and tell you it's been a busy week behind the scenes at Security Catalyst, and I just wanted to quickly tell you some of the things that I'm working on, invite you to get involved and help make a difference. First part, I'm still scheduling and conducting interviews, and I actually finished one this morning on corporate email security, which will be released probably Friday or Saturday of this week. I'm trying to set up an interview with the guy that came up with the idea of pod slurping and really get some of the insights behind the research that he's done on that and maybe what we need to worry about. Working on an interview on wireless, biometrics, identity theft, and a few more ideas that have started to come in and we're trying to set up. Now, as you know, I've also mentioned at different points some of the different projects that I've been working on and trying to figure out how to get you involved in that effort. Well, the first project that I was working on was one of forums, and I was trying to come up with a unique way of doing it. I've scrapped it. We're going to go a different direction. They're going to be free. I'm going to put them on Security Catalyst this month, and we're going to start to have an opportunity to get involved. But here's the difference, and this is where I need some help. I want to actually do something different. I looked at the idea of subscriptions as being different at first, and I've changed my mind on that. So instead, it's going to be free. It's going to require registration, and I'm going to create a section for people that prove themselves to be trusted to come in and have some more of these closed-door types of conversations. I think one of the big problems we face in information security today is that we don't know who to trust. So then how can we as security professionals really foster that trusted sense of communication? And I think that some of the things I've been working on, we've started to put together a process by which we can try to evaluate people. And then if we all trust the process, as you go through it, you too can be trusted. And so we'll have a trusted section of the board where people can earn their way in based on trust and respect. But what I don't want to do is be just another site with a forum. So in the last couple of weeks, here's some of the things that have happened a little bit, and I'd like some insights on this. I've been asked and have offered to help people solve security problems, find new jobs, look for security resources, and just generally talk about some of these issues that would either be great to talk about on Security Catalyst, would make for great interviews, or would just generally be interesting and useful to the security community at large. The types of things that we need to be talking about, not hype, not marketing, professionals, those of us in the trenches talking collectively about how to solve some of this stuff. So I'd like some feedback and suggestions from you. What can we set up that's going to allow us to start to develop that sense of trust, to start to try to help each other, and to improve the way we interact? I think if we can figure this out, and I'm willing to lead the charge on this, that we can improve both the podcast and our ability to think differently about security, as well as the information security community as a whole. Now, the other thing coming up that I talked about was teleseminars, and I was hoping to start it in the beginning of March, but based on some scheduling conflicts, that didn't happen. So here's what we've done. We've locked down a date, and the first guest in March is going to be Josh Jabs. Josh Jabs is a senior analyst for Roth Capital Partners, and he covers the security space. In April, we're going to have Ron Warner back, and he's going to talk about free security. Now, the way this is going to work is that the teleseminars are free. They're going to be Thursday nights. They're going to be at 9 p.m. We're going to try to do one a month. And it's going to be an opportunity then to interact, talk to somebody live, and interact and learn from that. If you're a member of the mail list, you'll get notified about it. We'll go forward from there. So those are the couple of things that I'm working on. I've got a couple more episodes coming up, and I've been taking some time to kind of collect some of my thoughts on what I see happening in security, and I'm going to try to keep making sure I'm putting some of these ideas out there so we're all thinking differently. As always, if you've got a story, an idea, a concept, you want to be interviewed, you have someone you want me to interview, please send me an email, securitycatalyst@gmail.com. And then based on the feedback, I'll make sure that we keep pressing forward in security and we're connecting people together and we get excited about the things that we're working on and we support each other as our profession grows. look for a podcast in the next couple of days, and then I will be working to get ahead of the schedule so that I can have one quality podcast coming to you every week. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.